60% of the time, beer works all the time. This is the perfect pour.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's scientifically proven.
Good. Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Oh, welcome back, the Nick.
What? I made it.
Made it back.
My train arrived on time.
For the next couple hours, we're going to be hanging out, drinking beer, indie beer, and talk about some craft culture news, and we're going to listen to listeners tell us what's going on out there in the beer scene, and some beer releases to announce, and all these things, and music to play. I don't know, not music to play. Well, yeah, maybe. You just never know what's going to happen here on this show.
But I heard you guys are getting
edgy.
We
know it's going to be fun. Edgy.
One of the edgier craft beer shows.
Edgy.
Total edgy indie edge. We're on the living on the indie edge of craft beer. Before the show started, we like to tailgate. We only had one tailgating beer, and it was from our listener, XL Perro, back there in Buffalo, New York. Sent all the way to our little UPS store in Fresno, California. Summer India Pale Ale, what was the name of it?
Lomax
from something...
That's all I'm helping you with. You have to figure out the rest
damn
of
it. Damn it, man. Barrier Brewing. I can't tell where Barrier is from. A quick check of the can yields me not that information, but the illustrator of the can is illustrated by Daniel F. Birch.
It's somewhere in New York. It's
probably
Oceanside.
Oh, you're very good. Oceanside, New York. How'd you do that?
My laser vision.
Wow. It is some Superman laser vision right there. So, cheers, XL. I thought that was a fine representation of a hazy.
Mm-hmm.
Nick was disappointed that it was coming out a little hazier than he liked. But
I was hoping for a nice like
that?
Clear.
What did you think of that one, Matt?
I liked it a lot.
All right. There we go. We're good. We're off to a good liking start.
That tasted like a West Coast IPA.
We got a liking.
We've got a liking. We're doing good. That means we need to move on to new beer.
I love gold.
This is a local beer donated to the show by the brewers at Dust Bowl Ooh. Brewing. This is part of their lateral series. This is a hazy IPA. It's a lateral, which it's like the Lupanic for Firestone. What Lupanic is, the Firestone lateral is to Dust Bowl, maybe?
The Turlock version.
Yeah. And I want to say, I feel like there's maybe a specific name, but maybe not. So it's a DIPA.
A DIPA.
It continues our journey into citrus-focused goodness. NorCal yeast helps the large amount of El Dorado, Citra, and Amarillo bring the notes of orange, lemon, and dark crystal lends color and background sweetness. It's 8.5%. New England IPA, 50 IBU.
What?
It's got two-row wheat, oats, and C170 for the malts, and Citra, Amarillo, and El Dorado for the hops.
How the heck is that a Northeast?
Lateral 4.
It's all about what
yeast
you use.
Yellow-orange can.
It's low on haze, and it's very golden.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not getting this orange juiciness that I'm used to.
Once again, it's all about yeast.
It's all about the yeast.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that is a new aroma and taste that I'm not used to.
You could take the grain bill of a stout and throw New England yeast in it and call it a New England.
Please don't do that. Could we erase that part
Scotty
of the episode
B.
so
Scotty
nobody
B, did
gets
you hear that?
That?
Before it gets erased, hurry, Scotty erase. B, write it down. We'll never know what was just said.
I mean, it tastes like a New England.
Because it's all about the yeast.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that from a guy.
Hmm. There's something new to me, a new taste to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've had El Dorado, I've had Sutra, I've had Amarillo, so wouldn't be that. Tiro, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat, oats, the C170 malt.
Crystal 170.
Oh, is that pretty standard malt? Like, I've had that before, probably.
General Sherman has 120, so 170 is probably just a little bit of a darker roast.
That's 50 off, yeah. Matt.
You take that and make it 50 higher.
So this, I don't know what the new taste I'm getting out of this. I don't know. It's still nice though.
It's like an amber IPA, Northeast.
Okay.
To me, reminds me of an East Coast IPA. There's almost an apple-y characteristic to it. It's softer on the finish. It's not overly hop aggressive by any means, but
It's got a nice boozy bite to it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Well, let's get into some culture. Matt, what do you have in culture?
So let me pull up my old my press room news stuff here.
Ooh, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Hot off the wire.
The press room. I mean, you're not old enough to remember that place on Shaw by Fresno State. One of our first sports bars at Fresno.
The press box?
Nope. Press box, different one.
Nope. Kibosh.
Right. Did you ever talk about Atlanta's Wild Haven?
I don't think I have.
Okay.
Had that discussion.
Atlanta's Wild Haven creates affordable stadium beer.
Ooh,
Are you interested so far?
Stadium beer.
In partnerships with Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta's Wild Haven Beer has created a new beer called ATL Pale Ale, which will sell $5 for a 16-ounce can throughout the venue. I thought that was nice. That's
affordable.
That's nice.
That's no $2 Tecate, like, but okay.
$2 Tecates all night long.
So it's a 5% beer.
Till the 7th inning.
And
till we run out.
It just basically just said the Nick Purdy, the Wild Haven. Nick Purdy. That's the guy's name.
Oh, okay.
He's the Wild Haven co-founder, said, beer is the drink of the people, and we're excited that this collaboration can bring craft beer to tens of thousands of new fans in a thrilling environment.
Thrilling.
Mm-hmm. So.
This environment is thrilling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thrilled.
So I wish that every stadium would be like, hey, here's a special beer you could get here, and it's $5. Just do it. Just drink it.
Why don't you get Grizzly Stadium to have $5 cans of Sherman?
I think they do.
$5, though?
I think so.
Oh, well, cool. We're done then. Our work is done.
I will shut thy mouth.
Shutting up now. Well, we're the Nationals team now, so I got to wait for that next year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. New swag.
All our DC listeners, you now have a link to us. Your AAA team is across the street from Matt's place of business.
Yeah. And then this next story, it's kind of beer related, but kind of not. So the great-great-grandson of Anheuser-Busch founder is getting into the cannabis business.
Apparently, good for him.
Apparently he was turned away by Anheuser-Busch after graduating Colorado State University in 2013.
Ooh. Rebel territory.
And spent 5 years working in the cannabis space before launching his new brand called ABV.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. But that's his initials.
His name's Anheuser?
Sure it is. Anheuser. Look, it's Anheuser-Busch.
Anheuser-Busch Weed.
He's Adolphus A. Busch 5.
Adolphus.
So, He's all, growing up, I always knew that I wanted to work in the family business, creating quality and affordable products that appeal to the variety of customers, he says in the release.
Not me.
However, once they saw the incredible benefits that cannabis could bring to people and the immense opportunity presented by cannabis industry, I knew I could take all I learned from my pioneering family heritage and create a new legacy for myself in the cannabis space.
Legacy.
So these all the company's products are sold at cannabis retailers throughout Colorado, and a national expansion in quotations is planned for the coming months.
Oh,
distributors.
They got to get some good distributors that will, they got to distribute cold transfer, cold all that. Cold
transfer.
Only distributors that cold transfer.
Yeah. So it's just like, is that like the next thing? It's just like, screw you. I don't want to be in your beer company anyways. I'm just going to go do whatever I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think of that? What's that? Go smoke more pot?
Yeah.
And get paid for it.
What you got a problem with that? So.
Bunch of beer people.
And then another article that I came across is there is...
No, there isn't.
Brewers Association is saying that we are coming up to a record of 7,000 craft breweries in operation.
Yikes.
And he also mentioned that Bart Watson did not make that name up, I promise you. he estimates that there will be hundreds of breweries that are currently distressed will be expected to close in 2019.
Oh boy.
They're saying that
2019 is going to be the year of closures. Great.
He's saying that even though that there's 7,000 breweries in operation, there could be up to 300 closures by the end of 2018 out of that number, which I guess they said, you know, there could be up to 500 in the next couple of years, but they still say it's extremely just like a small percentage of how many breweries that are operating and opening. But the main point of that is this topic came up because they're saying that with breweries that are closing versus them being able to take the time to piece off their equipment or find high return value on their investments, a lot of the times, the whole venue sells as a whole, the equipment sells as a whole, or ends up at an auction. And they're saying that if you're looking for new equipment, perhaps you should look into, you know, making fortune off somebody else's trash, more or less.
Right. If you're opening a brewery, there's a lot of equipment to buy now. There's venue places and equipment floating around nowadays.
And so they referenced something as big as Green Flash's new facility that they sold off. That could be something, you know, somebody that's looking to expand on that level, as well as it scales down to people that have anywhere from 5, 10, and 15 barrel systems. They can find stuff like that. And with a little bit of experience with that, I know with Tioga, they had bought a brew system out of Auburn. That's what ours originally, it wasn't bought new. It was bought from a brewery that had closed up in Auburn, as well as I think there's a new brew system that we're hoping to expand into. And it was the same deal. We had to buy the whole brewery itself, all the contents from the boiler to the valves, gaskets, all that stuff. But just one part of that equipment to have it manufactured could have cost more than what we paid for the entire lot. So it's kind of a cool topic that the Brewers Association put out there. It's like, hey, even though these breweries are closing, it could be for things like they couldn't renew their lease. They couldn't, you know, they made it three or four years in.
Super sucked at brewing.
Yeah. 3 or 4 years in, they realized it's not what they wanted to do. And, you know, there's entrepreneurs like that. They'll bounce around a few times before they find a subject they want to stay with. So just kind of keep your ear to the ground. Check the forums, check the auctions and stuff like that.
There's probably equipment floating out there.
Get some Craigslist brew.
More Craigslist tanks. Find some tanks on Craigslist.
Well, that's the beauty for places like Zach's and stuff like that, because there's other places like Southgate and, you know, even like Pine and Palm and some of these smaller guys, as they're looking to expand and stuff like that, they could be looking to offload older equipment that could be available for some of these guys that are starting with one, two, and three barrel systems. If you're on a three barrel system and somebody puts up a 10 barrel system for sale, that's that's exactly what you're looking for.
I hear that a lot from the San Diego, like listening to the San Diego podcast, where a lot of the brewers down there have seen, everyone seemed to have gotten equipment from some other brewery there. It's never just like, it, like you're saying, like buying it brand new out of thin air. It's always like, yeah, this used to be blah, blah, blah's system.
Legacy brewing.
Well, one of our kegging machine that we used for before I got there, but at least for 4.5 years of my existence there so far, we had an old IDD keg machine that was supposedly from Firestone. So it means they had it for years. I don't know when they last used it, because it's a small machine compared to the size of Firestone, but we used the hell out of that machine, and it was well used when we got it. So equipment lives on.
Indeed.
That's just me done boring you guys with my
I'm super into this, bro.
Nope. Unless I see a brew system in your garage next week.
Well,
hey guys, I got this at a sale.
So much time. I do have a brew system. It's called the Mr. Beer Kit. You disrespect the Mr. Beer Kit as not a system? It's a system.
You know, it's probably been sitting there so long that the packages probably have eroded and it's probably started fermenting.
Yeah, there might be some beer in there.
It brews itself. Yeah,
it brews itself. You just put it on the shelf.
Yeah.
Let it sit there.
Set it and forget
with
it. With
the dog slobber and the human environment combined, it started fermenting its own.
Man, I'm going to do it one day. You guys watch.
You watch.
You'll see. I'm buried all you. Only a badass can make a good beer out of a Mr. Beer Kit.
That's right.
I'm going to do it. Well, Nick, Matt, that was all the, all the things. Nick.
Hello.
You have things?
I have, sure. Did you
save anything? Were you completely checked out of craft beer, man? Don't talk to me about craft beer for a whole week, because I'm out.
That's right. Nothing but
Volkswagens. That's it.
Volkswagens. No. I was going to say like vodka tonics or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Manhattans. Don't talk to me unless it's about a Manhattan.
Unless you got a good Manhattan recipe.
That's right.
Or maybe a mojito.
A mojito. So, without getting into Bincott, things I have noticed about the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, Nick was out there, up there in the PNW.
Hashtag PNW. Rain City.
Rain City, USA.
Yeah.
Seattle. That's grunge.
Yeah, well, grunge you'd town. Think so. The grunge has been washed away by the Seahawks fans, unfortunately.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a sports town.
Nice.
It's all about the sports ball.
Seahawks.
Yep. We were there. I guess it was their first home game.
Oh, yeah.
As well as one of the first games of the season.
Yeah.
So, like, they were, like, crawling out of the woodwork like they just caught their first breath of fresh air in 6 months. Yep. Just about every bar in the south end of Seattle is a sports bar. It's like, hey, Irish pub, that's got to be safe. Sports bar. Damn it. But I did manage to find some tasty beverages.
Tasty brews.
I'm not saying this is an absolute for the area, but what I noticed in Seattle was lots of clear IPAs. I don't think the haze Haze craze
hasn't gotten there yet. Oh, that's exciting. Well, very exciting for Seattle. They're going to have the haze craze.
No, leave them alone.
Nope, it's going to happen. You can't avoid it.
With
every city is going to have to go through their haze phase.
Oh, great.
Haze phase. We're having a haze phase.
The awkward haze phase.
Oh, God. It looks like he's entering his haze phase.
Oh, boy.
I sure like hazy.
I don't care if you don't shower. Just at least change your underwear once.
Oh, God.
I love gold.
What is this?
It's a crowler.
Nice. Crowl me up, bro.
As part of our series, our ending, our final week of our Fieldwork Crowler series brought to you by the Golden Gods of the Perfect Boar.
But you got two tasters right there.
Oh, yes. I mean, oops. Here's my big glass.
And Crowler is going around the table from middle to right, back to left of the podcast.
Ooh.
Dial Fieldwork Brewing Mocha Choco Latte Milk Porter. 5.8%.
Let me pull up the sheet.
What? Not in here, sir.
Fieldwork. East Bay.
It's Bay.
Cal. If you go to Cal, you can go to Fieldwork. It's damn near on campus almost.
Never mind. I don't know what this one was. It was not on the paper menu.
Damn it.
If you're looking for colleges and you got accepted into Cal, and you're debating on different colleges, just go ahead and go to Cal because Fieldwork's right there.
You lean out the classroom door and have them fill your glass.
Yeah,
and Greek theater.
Yeah, and the legendary punk club, Gilman. This is a good beer.
This is tasty and not hazy.
Uh-uh. Well, I can't see through it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Opaque is not hazy, sir.
Oh, okay. Sorry. SRM. Ooh. Oh, suddenly you're an SRM expert.
What's your SRM?
Mm.
Is that like a sleep number bed? What's your SRM?
Serious? I'm a 55.
Definitely a crap ton of chocolate in here.
Mm.
There's just a slight pepperiness, which I think would be coffee.
Coffee?
Then obviously it said milk, so. Well, latte, so.
Be it's farting good. It up later.
It's good, though.
Latte.
What else, Nick?
Oh, yes. Lots of coffee in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, coffee. Big coffee place.
Big coffee. Not just Starbucks either. I'm talking actual coffee shops.
Seattle's best.
Yes. How'd you know? However did you guess that? But Seattle.
Dutch Bros.
No, not in Seattle. In Portland, though.
Portland. That's where they're from.
A lot of beer in Seattle was brew pub. Well, this goes for both places, but like Gordon Beers type places, or they had Pyramid, or they had the Pike Brewing Company, which was very, very...
like good BJ's.
Yeah, BJ's, TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
You know, like, look at all the wacky stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Look at our brew tanks. These are real.
Mm.
So I mainly stuck to, luckily, Seattle has lots of tap rooms scattered about the downtown area. So tons of local beers or local area beers, not directly from Seattle, but from the Washington area. So it was easy to get a taste of
Walla Walla beers.
Walla Wallas. You know, your Spokane specials, your...
Right.
Did you get Tacoma?
Did you see Matt from Spokane?
No. What's he look like?
Well, come on.
He's a dude with a beard.
Ah, yes. Then no.
Oh, well, that's weird.
Well, I did see the Coffee Record Store radio station in Seattle.
I don't know what that is.
That was the weirdest thing I saw in Seattle. It's in one building. There's a coffee shop, a radio station, and a record store.
That sounds like a cool place.
It's not owned by Jack White.
Mm-mm.
Is it?
Yet.
Is that where that John Cusack movie was filmed? The
High Fidelity?
High Fidelity?
That would be awesome.
Sounds like High Fidelity.
I would have hung out with John Cusack and had a beer.
Oh, yeah. High Fidelity John Cusack?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or One Crazy Summer John Cusack. So, yeah, tap roomed it up in Seattle. Did have some... Oh, never mind. That's been caught. Moving on.
Later on, man. We're going to hear it all.
Yeah.
Stick around. Don't bail.
Clear beer in Seattle. As far as PDX, that was my next stop. They are all about the hazy that has invaded hard down there.
Oh, Portland is... in a cloud of haze.
They are, yes, in more ways than
they're one. They're all, hey, you're new. You heard about these hazy beers? It's like, yeah, I've heard about them.
Can you not blow your weed breath on me, bro?
Oh, yeah, what's that like there?
Much more prevalent than Seattle as far as doing it out in the open public.
Louis, jeez, why can you not leave Nick alone today?
He missed me.
Holy crap.
Yeah, dispensaries were everywhere. Portland does have a ton of breweries. What's funny about it, though, is if you've ever been to Portland, the Pearl District is their
been there.
Fancy, schmancy downtown area.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, I mean, it's really nice, but I'm sure it's very expensive judging by who was in the Pearl District. The Pearl had bigger breweries like Rogue and Deschutes. Mm-hmm. And
been there.
Ten something.
You don't need to mention.
Yeah, so but
Budweiser.
Ten Budweiser. Yeah. So that's the kind of places you found in the Pearl District, which was like their dense downtown where all the hip mm-hmm. shops and fancy restaurants were at. And so that means all the real, not real breweries, but as far as places we would hang out, they were scattered throughout the outskirts of the city and even off into the suburbs of Portland. They weren't in the dense downtown area like these brew pubs were. Mm-hmm. And so like Hopworks Urban Brewery, you know, they were more northeast, and Great Notion was way northeast, and Breakside, they were out there. So the smaller, I guess that makes sense that it's cheaper out there. So they move away from the downtown, but they have embraced the hazy beers for sure.
Downtown Portland's gentrified. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm trying to say that without saying. It's expensive. Neat. It's really cool to experience.
Rent is too damn high.
But yeah, all you're gonna get is, and it's all brew pub food. Yeah, I was expecting like this diverse culture of
because Portland's
culinary experiences
food,
and it's diverse in that. Yeah, we have a burger, but our burger has pork belly on it.
Yeah.
Our burger has sauteed mushrooms with local artisan bean sprouts.
excuse me, where do these bean sprouts come from? Did you go to any Portlandia sites?
Yes.
The feminist bookstore?
No, we didn't go to the feminist bookstore. Right. We went to the first bookstore in the first season. Spike is riding downtown.
Yeah.
And he's got the whistle. On your left! On your left!
Bike!
This means I'm stopping.
Bike here. Hey! I'm biking! Cars, man!
Yeah. So in that first episode, he rides by Powell Bookstore. So we did go to Powell's. And then this is where I was nerding out. I had coffee at the same coffee shop that Fred Armisen met Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, yes. I remember that one.
Comedians in Cars getting coffee.
Yes, that's cool.
He took him to the Coava coffee shop. That's in this industrial warehouse district, southeast Portland.
Okay.
So those are my two nerds. Fred Armisen, Portlandia nerding out. Yeah.
Do you see Fred's in a new series that's on Amazon Prime?
No, with Maya Rudolph.
I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, I binged it. It's not, there isn't that many episodes. I think it was like 10 episodes.
It's not
sketch. I was all thinking.
Oh, it's not.
Because I had no idea what it was about. So I see, Fred Armisen and Maya Rudolph. Oh, it's going to be a sketch, but it's going to be Maya Rudolph instead. I'm like, oh, yes. We'll have like sort of a Portland extension. But no, it's like a sort of a a dramedy.
A dramedy?
Yeah.
There's a new one.
So it's very weird because it's like Fred. It's like you just feel like Fred's doing a like a Portlandia character the whole time.
Damn.
So I can't tell if like maybe Fred Armisen's not that great of an actor or he. I cannot separate him and Portlandia.
He is Portlandia.
Yeah, because he just like seems like he's doing like the character, like one of his Portlandia people. But yes, please. Sorry. Continue.
Yes. It's not as funny when you tangent yourself.
No, it's not. That's funny. We got to work harder. Yeah.
Boo!
Boo! This show's off the rails. 35 minutes in. It's terrible.
Oh, that's it. Okay, let's wrap this up.
Boo! Boo! They're not drunk enough. Too sober.
Probably got 2 hours of voicemails, so we might as well just.
You guys are too sober.
Let's just cut to that.
It's the end of the show, and we're giving out some cheese.
No voicemails. We suck too bad. I'm not going to play any of your voicemails. What do you think of that?
You all suck.
Was that all the
I think
stuff
not
happened?
Much. That's what I think.
Was that all the stuff that happened, Nick? You got more culture?
You know, without getting into Bincott, I think I'll wrap it up there. Clear beers, Seattle. Hazy beers, Portland.
Seattle, the haze craze. They're like that M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Village or whatever it was called.
Uh-oh.
That were
what's this?
It was this little village in like Pennsylvania or something where it didn't know anything about the outside world.
Where's that tangent button?
And so like that's what Seattle's like now. They're like they don't know anything about the outside craft beer world. They're like nobody, like you're in there going like, where's your hazies, bro? They're like, what's that? What's a hazy? You might have ruined them if you even mentioned brooch.
Damn it, I should have kept my mouth shut. Shouldn't be talking about this.
So if you want to go back in time and beer time, go to Seattle. And they haven't caught on to the haze craze yet.
I'm there. Oh, Hams. Hams is the light beer of choice in the Pacific Northwest, in case Matt was wondering.
All right, just in case. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I thought it might have been some other hipster beer.
Well, I heard Olympia actually has a brewery right down in Seattle. And I didn't see much of Olympia anywhere.
Hmm.
Or I just didn't pay attention. But I did notice Hams. Hams, Oregon does have some weird liquor laws. You could only buy liquor from the liquor store, but beer you could still buy in the grocery stores.
Gotcha. I think Idaho is the same way. You have to buy them just the liquor in specific places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're closed on Sundays and strange things. They close early. I think they close like 10. They're not good old California, 2 a.m.,
which is probably wise, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. You could have your...
Lots of great stuff happens after 10 o'clock when you're drunk.
That's right.
Like real positive life, positive things. Well, real quickly, you guys saw that Lagunitas is laying off 12% of its workforce.
Chopping block. Thanks to the poor mine.
Thanks, Heinekenitas. Which sucks for the Lagunitas people, especially everyone that was there with working for Lagunitas when it got bought out and then stuck around. And now they're like, oh, we let you go. We're letting you go. So that sucks. But basically, seemed to be the reason of just craft beer. Not that they're craft beer anymore, but just the whole in general, that's just kind of slowed down. And that seemed to be the reasoning. Their
craft beer slowed down or their sales slowed down? Yeah,
maybe both. I don't know. But that was their reasoning for it. So that pretty much sucks, especially if you're talking about people that were, like I said, or OG Lagunitas people. That's super lame. Because that's sort of like one of the reasonings of accepting a buyout It was like, well,
safety.
My employees will be safe. That's one, you know, always one of the things. They're like, hey, I wanted to make sure the company kept on and these employees had jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do that was to get bought out. But then I think we've seen pretty much every brewery that's been bought out, especially a major one, mm-hmm. ends up laying off people at some point.
Cut the fat.
But I don't know. Doesn't seem to be a thing. Like, I think big beer has won that fight right now. So I don't know that anyone's really getting bought out anymore at this point. They sort of like, they made their, big beer made their point of like, we bought enough of you guys to calm down, little craft brewers.
We could still do it to anyone. Yeah. Start getting
crazy again. We'll buy another one of you motherfuckers. What do you think of that? So now we just got to go back into our little beer geek hole and wait for the next wave of popularity to happen in craft beer. It's like what was the era of all the brew pub era? Was it the early 90s that had that big surge of, it was, you know, micro beer.
Oh, yes.
The micro beer surge.
Micro beer, yeah.
So, and then it went away for a while, and then we had this craft beer thing, and now we're just going to have to hang out and wait for it to come back again. And just go to our local brewers. Support our local brewers.
Damn it.
Keep them going. Well, that's good enough. Good enough, right?
Sure.
So we got this fieldwork crowler, this Dust Bowl lateral series going around the table. And we also have things like this.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail?
Two ways you can get yourself on the show, your voice. Actually, there's three ways. You can email us and I'll read it. perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. You can also record something on your smartphone and send that email, that recording to us. perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can call the voicemail line 559-492-0542 for the Dorktown Network. And let's see if we can find the first. Oh, by the way, Kern River Brewing Citra on sale now. That was an email we got, so I just wanted to make sure everyone knew.
What?
Marin Brewing Company has a new Hydro Flask Growler. Just so you know, because growlers are super hot right now. And we have fridge mic action going on. Let's see what's happening in the fridge right now.
Hello.
Oh. Hi.
Hi. Oh, what do you guys feel like over there?
I don't know. Something Portlandy.
Portlandy. The Portlandy ones are not cold yet.
Oh, never mind then. And whatever you think, man.
Oh, man. Is this really supposed to be on the show?
I don't know.
Sparkle Muffin?
Yes. That beer is in tribute to JJ, the studio cat.
Aww.
If he were a beer, it'd be called Sparkle Muffin.
Oh, JJ. Miss JJ.
That was my favorite studio cat.
We had Jovi Black Lab and JJ Gray and White studio cat that have since gone on to the better beer garden in the sky. And Rogue as well, but Rogue was too shy to come out here. Whoa, Louis. And speaking of, and was that, I think that was the animals communicating to us, because Louis just came over and knocked over the headphones right at that moment. So I don't know if you believe in that sort of stuff. That probably was. So hi, Rogue, JJ, and Joby. This is from Revision Brewing. It's got a white kitty on there making a little kitty leap.
So I did the
Sparkle Muffin.
I did the thing that you tell us to do at the end of the show when I was buying beer.
Checked your date.
Yeah. So I found the newest dated thing, and the two that they had was an Oktoberfest beer from Dust Bowl, which I believe we had. And then this beer. They're both late September, so.
Nice.
Late? Salud.
Canning day.
Thank you. It tastes fresh to me.
Ooh, that's revision. That is dank.
It's revision-y.
It's super good.
9:13.
Ooh. It's a good day.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, so hey guys, can you hear me?
Uh-oh. We're monkishing.
Oh, monkish.
Monkish, 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 monkish.
Not the same.
I'm late on that one. Sorry. So we're waiting for my maximum allowed amount of growlers to be filled. So we thought we'd kill some time and leave a voicemail.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Of not drinking in front of Monkish.
That sounds like Kelly and the Montana Gym.
Hanging out in the parking lot is not even a line fest.
Yeah, we're not driving.
You count on me to make you wait without drinking. So, we went to Phantom Carriage. That's where we all met. Mm-hmm. Well, that's where me and Kelly first met John.
Say something, John.
Yes, hey, this is Long Beach John, Long Beach Chief.
Yeah, that too.
We can call us that. And I showed up a little bit late, but we hung out and had a few good beers.
Screw you, John!
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, why'd you miss?
Everybody's 20 minutes late.
Getting rammy.
It's getting rammy there.
Could have been 30 minutes ahead of schedule, right?
Exactly. But we had a good time there, and then came the Monkish.
Representative.
I had, probably the best vegetarian soft taco I've ever had in my life.
Dude!
Las Usuetas. Gotta give them a shout out. Those guys are great.
Las Usuetas. Yeah.
Mushrooms,
the pumpkin seed things. It was really good.
So
guys, really come good, on, man.
No hot pockets, though, Matt. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, they should do a vegetarian.
Matt eats hot pockets every day.
Just for Matt. You got it, dude.
That's it. Okay. So, is there anything else we need to say?
I don't know.
You got it.
We're not driving.
Yeah, we're not driving. We're getting ready to drive. But we're done drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
It's a bummer.
Stick a fork in us. Done.
Whoa. No, all right. Let's go.
One tine in each of our bodies. There we go. Big old fork.
It'll never be a Willard's, but let's go. Monkish, monkish, monkish.
I'm not feeling it.
That too, yeah. We're pretty close together. All right. So keep up the great work, guys.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was an L.A. area rep. Get it. Happened in that the famous Monkish, one of the top trader brewers. If you're out there in the trading, Monkish is one of them. One of them ones you're doing it with. Thanks, guys. That one's fun. Uh-oh, wait. There's another voicemail from the Scotty B. Uh-oh. Did we get butt dialed? Damn it. Got butt dialed.
Man, that's a rough start on that voicemail. I'm driving!
Scotty B!
So I'm driving back north from SoCal. And I want to say a few things about Long Beach John and Kelly behind their back.
Now that I'm no longer near them.
They're just not present at the moment.
No longer being held hostage.
It's okay. So first, Long Beach John. Man, that guy is such a nice guy. Let me tell you.
He's super.
Oh my God. And I'm not just saying that because he bought me drinks, but I do appreciate the drinks. He is just a really kind, caring, sweet guy. Really. No, seriously. No, he's great. He's great. I'm glad I met him. I feel like I'm a better person for having known him. Yeah, I hope to meet him again someday. I do. So, and about Kelly. Well, I think you folks know how I feel about Kelly. Like Chu said, Kelly is like the craft beer royalty. It's true. It's true. She's very knowledgeable. She's funny. She's talented. All that stuff. And it was great hanging out with her and Long Beach.
Why don't you marry her then?
Phantom Carriage. And then we did a quick trip over to Monkish. You already know about that. I'm not going to recap the whole thing and bore you to tears with my ramblings. But yeah, and I
I brought some stuff back from Monkish. I might have something for the guys at the show.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I should give it to you guys. No, I think I should, though.
I think you drank it already.
I think I should. I was hoping to get more, but they only let me take so much. They only let me take one of the hoppy beers.
Bastards.
That made me sad. I almost like, started
Monkish
crying and pooping my pants right there in the tap room. But I want the other one.
Should have told them who you were, Scotty B.
But I controlled myself. I didn't want to embarrass Kelly and John. But yeah, that's my trip. I'm almost home. I'm just south of Bakersfield. I'm on my way home.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it was
Are
fun.
You in the 99 yet? Or are you still in the I-5?
Anyway, keep up the great work. And I'm driving.
Going north on the 99. Get off at Shaw. Thanks, Scotty B.
Do you Shaw the Beast? Do you have him in your sight?
That was a fun get it. Sounds like it was fun.
Your best.
Your best. Losers always whine about their best. Winners.
What's up, guys? It's Buck from Oklahoma, and I'm drinking. That's right. It's October 1st. That means the Oklahoma beer drought is over.
Ooh.
We now have High Point beer. We can buy cold beer, and our local breweries can now self-distribute. It's an amazing day.
Loosen
and I'm
them
out
beer
celebrating.
Rules,
Headed over
everyone.
To Twisted Spike Brewery now to try the Maple Pecan Old Ale. It's a collaboration with two other local breweries, the Vanessa House and Prairie Artisan. And then after I'm done with that, I'm going to grab one of their barrel-aged Russian Imperials called the Black Snake. Comes in around 13%, and it's absolutely to die for.
So am
I'm
going
to head over to Rough Tail Brewery because they've got a double chocolate imperial called Polar Eclipse. It's super delicious. Also comes in around 13%. And then I'm going to head over to Stone Cloud. They just released a rum barrel-aged chocolate cake stout called Grandma's Hands. Tastes just like Grandma's homemade chocolate cake, except it's about 14%. So it's going to be a great, great day. October 1st is stout season, which is one of my faves. Also, I wanted to bring up something. You guys last week were talking about the Pabst Blue Ribbon 99 packs. Well, you know, the Austin Beer Works boys invented the 99 packs.
Yep.
You should look up some photos of those guys trying to store them and haul them. And I think one of their stories talks about how their delivery trucks were about a foot too short, so they were sticking out of the back of the delivery trucks. So, greatest worst decision they ever made is what they said. So, anyways, Austin Beer Works invented the 99 packs. Look it up. They're pretty funny. October 1st, we're out celebrating. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yay.
Thanks.
And I'm driving. I'm glad Oklahoma has some looser beer laws now.
Man, they're making up for some lost time. Yeah. 13 and 14 percenters.
They're like, fuck it. Let's go all
get
the way.
Get ripped.
I've been waiting for this day. I want to get ripped.
Doubles and triples. Doubles and triples.
Doubles and triples. Doubles and triples.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Oh, they're back together.
It's us.
We're back together.
It's us.
And it feels so good. I knew Matt would like it when we sang
a song.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Right,
we're no Scotty B, but
we're driving.
We're driving home from Strange Craft Brewing Company. One of the best little breweries in town.
I think he's turning left. You know,
Strange Craft. Strange Craft Brewing.
But we checked out a new spot tonight called Zuni Street Brewing Company.
Zuni Street.
And I can't believe we haven't
been
here before.
What kind of name is that?
It's pretty good.
It was really good. Their Kolsch was amazing. Tomorrow they're doing their Oktoberfest, which should be a blast.
Have you tried the Kolsch?
Which we got to try.
And our friend Katie invited us down, and she's great.
Because we know people.
Yeah, we know industry.
Insiders. Industry.
Industry.
It's pretty sweet. So.
Yeah.
You're part of the media. Perfect for me.
Yeah, so how about your trip, Janine? How was Scotland?
So, BrewDog was pretty cool. I went to BrewDog, and there was nothing. So, everything I asked for on the board that they didn't have in bottles, they were out of. Yeah.
Start brewing some beer, BrewDog.
It was cool. It was
BrewDog,
it was
more like no BrewDog.
Because it was a brewery that reminded me of home.
They were out of your hazy, though, huh?
Yeah, it was called Opaque Jake, and they were out of it.
We're out of that.
So, I didn't get to try it. So
oh, so you're out of all the beers I want to try.
But
yeah,
they had a guest beer from somewhere, and I can't tell you where right now. It's on tap, but it was called Very Big Moose, and it's fantastic. Like, I think Nick would really like it. It was an imperial stout that was
looking out for.
Very Big Moose.
Very Big
so
Moose.
I think that Jake from State Farm is an awesome stand-in. The way he's described the Great American Beer Festival was really cool.
Yeah, way to go, Jake.
Yep, and just describing our breweries we have here in Denver, beer. The fact you got to go out.
The Very Big Moose.
It's really neat. Like, definitely Black Sky it's got its own character. It's got its own feel.
We called you from Black Sky where we were waiting for the bus one time.
They have great pizza.
They do.
Yeah, great pizza.
That brewery, Black Sky, they got great pizza.
Actually, True Brewing Company, which is not far from there, they are the ones that have the sticker on the mirror that says, "Employees must carve Slayer into arms before returning to work."
Yes, I do remember that. Here.
Mikey, if you like to go to both metal places, they're both pretty metal.
Yeah, you should come next year.
Pretty metal, bro. So that's cool.
Well, I must.
And if I may, speaking of GABF, so it was pretty blustery and windy Saturday morning, about 9:30.
Yuck.
I picked up Evil Circle from the Holiday Inn Express, and we proceeded to just kill it, man. We
classic
went to
hotel, beer kitchen hotel,
which is one of my favorite spots. Express. You guys all know that. Went there, went to Perry's Pizza, 120 taps, but we did mostly for lunch. Got chicken wings. I think Evil got a calzone. That's pretty great.
Calzone.
And we just kind of moved on from there. We hit five breweries that day, including Mother Tucker. And,
hey, you can't say stuff like that on the podcast. Hey.
It was a good GABF week. It was really good to see Evil Circle.
He didn't get kicked out of anywhere.
He didn't get kicked out of anywhere, man. Not at all. It was great. We ended up in my home bar, drinking a bunch of beers, and that's it.
He must be growing up.
Work and stuff.
He must be growing up, Evil Circle. Y'all grows up, and y'all grows up. No kick-out stories. That's boring. Why even go?
Why?
Why even bother?
How are you going to maintain your championship?
What's up, guys? This is Sky91 checking in here from CT.
Sky91.
And I'm going to try and give you the quickest rundown I can of my epic weekend from Maine. Had a three-day weekend to go up there for a cousin's wedding.
Kushnack.
Me and the wife made the most of it, hitting up as many breweries and wineries as we could. I believe we hit up 8 breweries and 2 wineries.
What?
Started off in Massachusetts over in Haverhill for lunch halfway through the trip up, and hit the Tap Brewing Company. Cool small town, cool brew pub, great food. Got to try a cool year-age sour they just put on tap. We swung up to Portland, hit the Rising Tide in Portland first. Great beer up there, cool tap room. Then we walked down the street, and we were going to one brewery that I had in mind. I'm like, hey, we're going to go here. And the wife goes, hey, is that the brewery over there? As we're walking by, I'm like, no, that's another brewery.
Go.
So many in Maine. So we ended up stopping at that one too. It's called Urban Farm Fermentary. Jeez. And they had corn beers, they had ciders, they had kombucha, they had mead, a whole bunch of stuff. Then we swung over to Lone Pine. Some great beer over there. I brought back a couple 4-packs from them. We hit 2 wineries then, which I won't bore you with the details of. But then we swung over to Good Fire Brewery, right around the corner. Lone Pine, Good Fire, and the 2 wineries all in the same building complex, which is really cool there in Portland, revitalizing an area there. And then we swung over to Sebago Brewing for dinner.
For clarification, the other Portland. Shall be known as.
Next day we head up to the wedding. We hit 2 Gramps Brewing in Gardner. Very cool small town brewery. Some unique beer styles. Stuff that you don't usually see at most breweries. I had a sour IPA and a blueberry tart beer. So I was sipping on those during the wedding from the growlers I got. Swung over to Gritty McDuff's on Sunday for lunch as we were going to head back out in Portland. So, yeah, lots of brewery hopping this weekend. Lots of wineries, a lot of drinking. But fun time, fun time. And, yeah, so that will quickly wrap up my main trip for you guys. And as always, keep up the good work.
Whoa.
Guys,
just in time.
I'm going to need everyone to be kind of quiet now because we got Louis down. Louis down. Okay. He's Louis. We finally got Louis to sleep.
No He's loud sleeping noises. Now,
so you got to listen real quiet. Don't be loud when you're listening because it might wake him up. And we've been trying to get him to sleep for a couple hours now. He's finally down.
I'm just waiting for your bike tire to pop or something like that.
Knocks over his glass. Clink, clink.
Snick, neck, neck. Jeez, gosh, you almost woke him
That's
up.
That's right. I don't care about his sleep.
He's trying to get in his lab sleep right now. You be careful.
Lab sleep.
So this caller better
I sleep for 14 hours a day.
Hey, the perfect portrait, you be here.
Louis.
Just call in and say what's up and leave a little voicemail. I wrote some notes down, but I can't find my notes. I don't know what happened. This, I think I threw them away, eh? Anyways, Holmes, off the top of the dome, Holmes, whatever I remember. Check it out, eh? Mikey. Last up, show, you Caleb? Talked about having a beer bed or a beer in bed or what have you, Holmes. Before you go to sleep, you have a beer. Now, my question to you is, do you pour that beer in a beer sippy bed. Cup or in a spill-proof cup? That's it. The ones with the little handles, that's it. So sippy in case you cup. Fall asleep, it doesn't fall off.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? Orale, Holmes. Orale. If you got kids, you guys know what I'm talking about. Is what else? Yeah. Oh, also, that voicemail. I don't know if it was Al Green or John from Long Beach or somebody called in with their fucking car running or something. And Mikey asked Matt what kind of car that was. I'm guessing that Sounds was a like steam us. Engine, Holmes. That fool was driving like a Ford Model
Ford T. Steam. Ford
it just sounded like a steam engine to me, Holmes. So that was really old school.
A Cleveland steam?
That's the one made in Cleveland, right?
The whole weekend, I kept refreshing my Twitter account and checking Scotty B's and Who's Craft Twitter accounts. And I don't know if anything happened, Holmes. So Ooh, hopefully
we already heard about it.
Scotty B lets us know what happened, or maybe we get a couple phone calls. I really wanted to be there, but like I said, I was celebrating my 15th anniversary.
It's okay, too.
Talking about my 15th anniversary, it went swell, Holmes.
That's good.
I wanted to go to Disneyland. The wife didn't want to go anywhere. We went out to dinner and we bought a couple things and just celebrated ourselves with the kids. It was fun. It was monumental. It was 15 years. Man, that went by so fast. Anyways, more. Let me see.
Mas.
Chew Your Beer is doing a challenge, Holmes. I don't know if any of you guys listen to Joe Rogan or Bert Kreischer or Tom Segura.
Who?
These comedians up in L.A.
No, Tom Segura is
really
good.
A Sober October challenge, and I decided to do it just to prove myself that I'm not an alcoholic, and I can say no to beer because I've been saying a lot of yeses. So, Chew Your Beer is going to be sober for the whole month of October,
what?
31 days. It's
Holy
been, this
shit.
Is the third day, and I've been jittery, but I hope that's because of my old car's engine and not because of my engine wanting alcohol. What a lay. But anyways, Holmes, it works out, Holmes, because I have my physical coming up in November. So, you know, hopefully I shed a couple pounds and, so far, so good, Holmes. I'll keep you guys posted as the week goes by. Also, I did have a lot of freshies in my fridge, so I sent those out to Scotty B. Scotty B, they should arrive either Wednesday or Thursday.
Ooh.
Enjoy them, my friend. Don't send me
Let's
anything
because
I'm doing Sober October. Other than that, Sober guys, October. Chew Your Beer. I love every one of you, and that's it. 3 minutes. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Chew Your Beer myself. I'm really, really, really trying to be at the Long Beach Summit, the Craft Beer California Summit in Long Beach, and hopefully I'll be volunteering for A1A Brewery and I'll be pouring out beers for them. More to come on that. Just spoke with the owner Brian and Derek, and it seems like I'm a shoo-in, and Chew Your Beer would be at the event, I think, all days. So more to come on that. I need to sit down with them and see what they want to do. I might even be heading it for them because they probably won't be able to make it out. That's it, man. This is Chew Your Beer, and I'm out. I love you. Bye. Peace. Peace. Right, homes. Peace.
Chew. You're the best, Chew. Good luck on Sober October. Oh, man, Chew. So Chew's not going to be tagging me on Untapped all October.
Sobtoberfest.
Chew your cheeseburger.
Sobtoberfest.
Chew your cheeseburger October.
Chew your kombucha.
Oh, kombucha.
I think he's an Earl Grey kind of guy.
Chew your Earl Grey. He needs a different name for October.
Earl Grey is so good.
It's so good, eh? Yes, boy. Where's my crumpets, eh?
Hey, you got any good crumpets around here?
You got any chorizo and crumpets? Eh?
But the thing is he going to pass one thing for another? He's like, yeah, I had no problem with beer, but, you know, heroin and Pepsi sure held me over.
It's no beer.
No beer.
It's no beer, right. But it's one hell of a kick.
Good luck to Chew.
Yeah, good luck.
Wait, I hope you fool your doctors into thinking that you're super healthy.
A month off is probably going to make his liver report look pretty okay.
So like, he could just go crazy after that physical and just be like, woo! No, seriously. Chew, you need any help, support. We're all, you know, the Perfect Bar family is there to support you. Mm-hmm. Help you out.
And you need the P.O. box. If you feel tempted, just send us your stuff.
Perfect Bar. There you go.
Yeah,
what's it's up? It's Chef.
Hey, there's Chef.
Yes, sorry to disappoint, folks. It's Chef, the Chicago beer rep, calling, of course,
what
from
about the Bears this year?
Chicago. Nevada. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah?
What?
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago.
And, fellas,
yes.
How the heck are you?
I'm tired.
It's got very tired.
Okay. Chicago, like, shameless.
Cop tires.
Just like
and
shameless.
That's your guys' fault.
Cop shocks. Well,
let's be honest, that's your fault. Yes. I'm kidding. No, it's mine. I got backed up on the episodes.
Yeah.
You don't want to get backed up.
Yeah.
Backed up. Yeah. I think just I was either sick at
listen
work
to, like,
or already at a brewery. So I couldn't really listen. You know, well, I guess I could have. But anyway, you know, life goes on. You know, people get better. People get more time. They catch up on their episodes. Paul covers Rick Astley. That was awesome.
ring in your throat.
You know, life finds a way. Beer finds a way. I found a way to go to one of Chicago's most coveted beer festivals. It's the Festival of Barrel-Aged Beers. Yeah.
Boo.
The acronym is FOBAB.
And FOBAB.
In Chicago, you might hear it pronounced FOBAB.
I think we have a geek.
So anyways, I'm going to FOBAB this year again. And here's how I did it. I volunteered. Yeah. Tickets are a little expensive for my taste. You know, just me personally.
So you volunteer?
I mean, it's
pretend
a great
to pour
deal.
Beer for a couple hours,
but
and then you get
I
to
also
walk
just
around
really like volunteering. So
hope that your replacement shows
one of
up.
The things I don't know how you know I don't know how it goes on the coast, but sometimes over here, if you volunteer for a festival, they will let you come back another night for free.
Oh boy!
And that's we don't have what I festivals. Have done. That's what I did last year, and that's what I've done this year. I love volunteering at beer festivals anyway, so. To get to go to a barrel-aged beer festival and just pretend I'm at Nick 80 and just
what
crushing imperial stouts like
yes.
It's
crush it is.
That's a great time.
Crush
I also love stouts, so I'm gonna stout it out loud in Chicago, Illinois, and yeah, hope to see people there if they're in the Midwest area. I wish Nick could go. I wish he could come on like a Volkswagen road trip with Scotty
yes.
B, but.
Load them up.
Just you know, like,
hey
Scotty
guys,
B.
Just, we're on a road trip.
Anyways, guys.
Lots of butt
keep
dialing.
Up the great work. And as always, it's been educational. Cheers.
Cheers. What do you think that'd be like, the road trip with Scotty B?
Oh, man. Lots of windows down.
Oh, geez, sorry about that.
Are you sure you wouldn't have windows up?
lots of Alpine with us.
Mm-hmm.
Road sodas.
Oh, did you hear that? That's Crowler sound. It was a hidden beer. Nick hid it from us.
Great notion.
Oh, great notion.
Had it.
Boop, 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 boop. You did not have it.
I thought you were going to bring me a brewery I've never heard of.
Ah.
Well. Who wants that? We want great notion. Yeah.
All right.
Are there any you've never heard of in Portland?
Never heard of that one.
No.
Are there any of you never heard of the quintessential nerd beer geek brewery in Portland?
Great Notion Brewing. It's got the lumberjack with the axe and his red cap, and it's just classic Portland. It's called Citrus Squeeze. Ooh, it's a big one.
It's a big one.
Ooh.
But it's the hazy.
Oh, you look at you.
I brought you guys back a hazy.
Here's what happened. I electronically sent Nick some money while he was on his anniversary vacation with his wife. And I said, I said, here's some golden god. The golden gods wanted to give you a anniversary gift. You guys have fun on your anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Nick took it to mean as send us some fucking beer, asshole.
That's right.
Ship us beer right now.
I was like, oh, man. I got work to do.
I meant it to be as like, you guys have fun. Enjoy the fruits of our perfect poor labor. Because the podcast wives have to deal with stuff, too. So I was like, hey, have fun. But Nick was like, oh, my God. Mike just told me I better ship some beer or I'm off the show.
Here's your to-go beer, sir. You must have me confused for somebody else that I didn't order any to-go beer.
Put it out back by the car, by the bumper.
That's crazy. I would never do that.
I'm here on my anniversary.
For goodness sake, sir. Gosh. That is very presumptuous.
I'm totally left.
I'm leaving here.
I left.
Here's $50.
I left I home at home.
Now. Come on, honey.
Never coming back here.
Yeah.
You'll see my opinion in your Yelp review, sir.
Ooh, I am a very high up Yelp reviewer, and you will get reviewed.
Yep. Saw the old email notification.
Hmm.
PayPal has sent you, Mike C has sent you money. I was like, oh, cool. They want me to find some beer while I'm up here. I'll see what I could do.
Mm-hmm.
Should have opened the email and read the personal note attached to the email.
Just as long as
Karen... Did not do that.
As long as Karen knows I'm not a jerk, that's all I care about.
No, she knows nothing about you sending me money to buy beer.
Oh. Oh, so she just thinks you're just a total jerk sending beer while you're on your anniversary.
She was actually willing to pack it in the carry-on. We actually had a conversation.
Oh, you have a cool wife. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, don't. Yeah. Trust me. It did not go all... It was all not all roses. I got the kibosh put on the by the fourth brewery we went to.
She's like, okay.
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 No more breweries.
I think this is a Trader Joe's. Just saying, another brewery.
Yep. Yeah.
Whoops.
I have gotten myself in trouble many a times. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Many times on anniversary. Whoa, that's my wife trying to shut the show down.
Yep, this is what it's like in real life.
No! Mate, I want to drink one more. Come on, can I go to one more brewery? No!
So, just a little background information in case you haven't caught it. My wife is not a beer drinker.
Mm.
So, I did as much damage as I could, but...
There's only so much you can do and still be a good husband or significant other. If you're a wife and your husband doesn't like beer, it could happen, I guess.
After a while, one brew pub looks like another.
Yeah, to them. But me, being a beer geek, I'm just like, we just got started. Mm-hmm. This is only our fourth one. She's like, how in the world could you go to a fourth one? I'm like,
what? How many of these damn things are there?
There's a lot, honey. We're going. You're locked in now. Well, this is interesting.
This is interesting.
It's very... Is there pineapple there?
Something's like very real, fruity.
It's real bitter pineapple fruit.
It's almost like fake candy fruit
taste. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting that. It's very biting.
It's very bitey.
It's very bitey.
Why are you so bitey?
Oh, citrus.
Our National Guard is going
citra.
Over.
citrus.
Something must be happening, guys, because the internet, that if you can hear the jets, there's F-15s.
Tom Cruise.
Flying over right now, and it's 11:30 at night,
And they don't normally do that at 11:30 at night.
Maybe we'll get another Amber Alert.
Apparently, yeah. The president
this is one's going real. To
alert us. This is not a drill.
Have you lost that loving feeling? Is that what happened, Mike? Oh, that loving feeling?
Aw, wait. And Fire Dog sent us a picture of him and his boxer. Look.
Oh, boxer doggos. Yes. That's the right kind of dog,
he's
Louis.
He's like a mixy boxer mix.
Louis, do you hear this?
Yeah.
Boxers.
Nick has boxers. I have labs. But I grew up with boxers, so well, I'm very fond of boxers.
Then where did you go wrong, sir?
Have you ever had a boxer that's 1 year old? You're at a backyard that you wanted completely torn apart?
Yeah, 10 years ago I had a boxer that was 1 year old.
Yeah, yeah. And you had no backyard after that.
That's true, yes.
There you go.
Holes.
And that's all our email voicemails. And I didn't know that our airport had that many F-15 jets. But if World War III happens on Friday and... Or it happened on Wednesday, and... Oh, Jesus Christ, dude! What the hell's going on out there?
Maverick's flying home.
I guess he's, so. He's done Tom his Cruise, job. they were filming Top Gun 2 here at Lemoore outside of Fresno.
Yeah.
The Tom Cruise was there, so apparently that's happening.
And it's about Goose's son, right?
I don't know.
I think... So it's, I guess... Maverick's now the instructor, and he's teaching his best friend's son how to fly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Just one more for good measure.
I'm sorry. I completely broke my podcast concentration.
Here's your F-15 break.
Yep, and there it goes. That, now Paul's going to have to think of F-15 music breaks. Oh, God, I think it's over, guys. We're okay. Everything's okay. I hope the world is there. I hope this podcast isn't getting sent out from the world being over, and this is like the last thing that got sent out to the world. That was a show, and now I need to find, and I think we just have one on the traditional line, 559-492-0542. And, oh, maybe we don't have anything. Is this really happening? We don't have a traditional voicemail? Wow. This is crazy. This is a first. I'm getting it. There's a notification that there is, but I can't. It's not pulling up. Oh, that was a missed call. Somebody got scared and decided to hang up.
Prank caller. Prank caller.
Have you listened to the,
prank caller, prank
to
caller.
The message? There's it's no like message. 2.5 minutes long. Hi, you've reached the Dorktown Studios.
Oh, is it that long?
Home of the Flowing and Famous. Get off my podcast, Dorktown.
The Flowing and the Famous.
And Perfect Pour.
All right. Well,
if you'd like hours of operation, press 2.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
So if what you're saying is you want to leave a voicemail, just leave it after the beep.
Wow. You can just leave a voicemail like that, huh?
And if what you're saying is you don't want to leave looking a voicemail.
Whoa.
Looking out for beers.
Well, I guess that's over now.
Started quick. That bit's
looking
gone.
Beers
get released all the time, like constant. It's a constant wave of beers getting released. New beers. That's all we waves care about. New beers. Beers. New beers. Is that a new beer? Do we care about? Is that a new beer? I don't care. Is that new? That's all we care about. So look it out for. Matt, what are you looking out for?
The Yeti packs are coming back. Or pack of Yetis, as they call it.
Pack of Yetis.
Pack of Yetis. It comes with the chocolate oak.
You don't want to run across them.
Vanilla oak aged and chai Yeti and the stainless steel carabiner cup. Comes in a pack.
Oh, we got those.
Comes in a pack.
Just looking out for that. And then there's...
Thanks, Colorado Reps.
It was called Fresh Hop. Oh, it was also from Great Divide. They made a pale ale made with whole cone Cascade hops from Oregon. that's for, not Oregon, fuck, Colorado. I know my states. And it's just a fresh hop. Fresh hop pale. I Cascade is totally old world. It's, but maybe that's the IPA I need in my life right now.
Maybe.
So, or pale, whatever it is.
You don't know hoppy, until you've tried beer. It.
So I'm just looking out for a whole bunch of Great Divide.
Man, Great Divide Day. For just get out there on that next flight, Frontier flight to Denver. Oh, the Great Divide you want. Well, Nick.
Hello. Sorry.
You're looking out for it. You get all, I mean, we'll find out here in a minute, but.
Looking out.
Hope you got all, hope you got all the Portland beer you wanted.
Looking out for beers. Ale Smith.
Front loaded all the ones you wanted to see before you got shut down.
Yeah. Wait, what are we doing? Bin cut or looking
yes,
out
for? Yes, no. Looking out for. Sorry.
Okay. Ale Smith plus Stone equals Gregorious Nature. Is a new beer from those two breweries collabing.
Sorry. Bunch of mic noise I just made.
We're cool. It's cool.
So, this is how arrogant.
Uh-oh. San Diego bastards. Is. Those bastards.
San Diego's trying to brand a San Diego style India Pale Ale.
Like GABF recognized San Diego style.
This is probably the first of many.
It's not the first San Diego style IPA I've had. That's been put on a can before.
Oh, well, then they're trying to bring it back, I guess. But Ale Smith and Stone have got together for this hoppy tropical collaboration. It's coming out in 22-ounce bottles and 12-ounce six-pack bottles. No, that can't be right. They show a picture of a can.
Must be better be. Like, why bother?
Why bother
packaging a beer if you don't have cans?
I don't know. The picture's of a can, but I must be reading this wrong. So, anyways, hoppy, easy drinking brew will put you in a friendly mood with its assertive notes of citrus, pine, and grapefruit.
It was Ale Smith, by the way. Anyways, as you were.
What did Ale Smith do?
San Diego style IPA.
Ah, there you go. And also this very big moose I'm looking out for.
This very big moose has become
from Fierce.
Quite popular.
Fierce. I looked it up by Fierce.
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 Fierce Brewing.
Creatures.
What town are they in?
Oh.
What township is Fierce from?
You wanted all the information.
Yeah, I want everything. I want the address of the tap room.
Very much moosin'.
Stone enjoy by the next the current enjoy by out
that's
is
still
the,
a thing.
Is the 10/31/18? It's still a thing. Ooh. So the Halloween
enjoy Aberdeen.
By. Aberdeen.
No, Halloween. It's pronounced Halloween.
No, yeah, it's Halloween. Not ab. There's no ab.
No, the that's where Fierce is from.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Aberdeen.
Oh,
isn't Aberdeen that Nirvana? City in Scotland.
Where, Nirvana. Where Kurt Cobain's from?
Yeah.
It's Scotland.
Oh, well, same thing.
Same thing.
Washington, Scotland.
It's all the same.
Same difference.
Nirvana.
The Scot.
Piper down. We have a Piper down. One for you, Matt. I was just adding this in case you didn't mention it. Ale Smith's Evil Dead Red.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. You like that beer. It's out again.
Mm-hmm.
It's that time of year.
They have My Bloody Valentine and Evil Dead Red.
Boom. This is
don't
not,
laugh.
I'm not looking out for this.
Sure.
Sure you're not.
But kombucha got mentioned earlier. There's hard kombucha now. A San Diego brewer, June Shine, makes a hard kombucha. You want some of that hard kombucha?
Yeah, looking out for.
If you want to poop and get a buzz at the same time,
yes.
Here's your stuff.
Oh, dear God.
Pair that with what my
have we
kale
done?
Salad,
We've
please.
Reached the end of things. There's hard kombucha.
But Seattle doesn't have hazy yet. How? Could-
I guess we got to wait for Seattle to finally wake up to hazy. Like, hey, guys, have you heard about hazy? Yeah, Seattle. You heard about it.
Well, gosh, it's pretty crazy, right?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to call it when Seattle does it. It's going to be Dr. Hazy Crane.
Wow. Nice.
I'm listening.
Very nice. Copyright Perfect Pour.
Yep. 2018.
All Fraser. It's just going to be all Fraser names. All Fraser names.
Or
Daphne.
Or Frazier. Frazier.
Daphne's Crane? Daphne's room.
Frazy Crane.
Is
Daphne's
one.
Room. Wow.
I'm going to be drinking my beer in my room. That's my Daphne.
Very nice.
Thanks. I wish we had Roz as our producer. That'd be awesome. Wouldn't it?
No, maybe. She'd beat us up.
She might be available.
Right. She'd make us good. Yeah. Oh. And she'd be always, available and available.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, Roz is always on the make, Matt. You better watch out.
We might be able to hire Bulldog.
Bulldog for our sports beer show.
Sports beer.
Sports beer.
Gong.
Hey. Nothing wrong with hazies.
And the team won today.
Hazy team won. Rest of beer, nothing.
That was it. That's all we got.
That's all.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do about that?
It's my favorite guitar riff for the show.
Good one.
Diddly diddly do.
Untapped is an app where you can display your drinking to other alcoholics and have fun doing it. We're on Untapped. Untapped Noe 2Ds. If you've been you've been listening to the Perfect Pour for years and years, and you're like, I can never find this Untapped. It's you're putting in an E. Don't put in the E. It's 2Ds, obviously, dude.
Obviously.
Jeez.
Otherwise, you're probably getting scrapbooking or something.
Matt Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. You can friend him, and he will likely accept it.
It was a light week for me. I've been sipping
light
on
beer. Light beer week.
Yeah, that too. Been
Ladies
sipping
and gentlemen,
on a
it's light beer week.
6-pack of fish from the Pizza Ports.
Fishy.
Sipping on some narwhals. Couldn't figure out why I had 2 beers and wanted to go to sleep. Then I realized narwhals was 10%.
You got narwhals.
I thought it was like, oh, it's maybe 8-9%. Nope.
Got
solid
a bad,
10.
Matt. I've been narwhaled. I need help. I need a.
Which
need
one do you put my
me.
Pants on?
Do you need, if you take like hallucinogenics, you need somebody there with you to like keep you safe? Is that what happens with narwhals? You got to like have a buddy to keep you safe.
Have your narwhal buddy ready.
No, narwhal buddy.
They have narwhal alert. It's a little wristband you wear with a button.
Oh my gosh. Take care of that guy. He's on narwhal.
And then finished it out with some obsidian stout from Deschutes.
Ooh, jeez.
Nice.
Solid beer.
Wait, are you Nick or Matt?
I drink stouts. I just don't brag about it.
Nick just brags about it. That's the difference. Yeah,
see.
I would get all braggadocious about my stout.
Like, when did you start drinking stouts? I'd be like, when did I stop drinking stouts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd go around tell now the whole what? World I'm drinking stouts like some other people.
Stout season. Ooh, look at me.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, look. I'm drinking a stout.
Somebody's got to pick up the slack around here.
Wow. Well, that was Bearded Brewer 87.
Speaking of stouts.
The Nick 80.
Let's have some more of that milk porter.
Every time I drink a stout, I either say, my brother would enjoy this. Or I say, well, my brother doesn't get to enjoy this.
Damn it.
Too bad my brother can't enjoy it.
I had no obsidian stout this weekend.
Oh. But weren't you up there where they make obsidian stout?
That's in Bend.
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's only like 3 hours away from where you were.
Yeah.
Just drive out there.
Wow.
The chocolate has really opened up in this beer.
Ooh, okay. Oh.
Can't wait.
Well, now I have to have it now.
Oh, no. No. You had your chance.
And you blew it.
You blew it.
It's going to taste like a Hershey bar in your mouth. In your mouth hole.
Sparkle Pony.
So, where are the places you went to, Nick?
Who, me?
The Nick 80.
We begin our adventure.
You flew into Seattle.
Yes.
You're there, you're like, show me the breweries.
Show me.
Do they have a brewery in SeaTac Airport?
Wow. He's inhaling it. That's
wrong pipe.
I thought you were an experienced stout drinker.
I don't need to taste this.
It's the air pressure. It has me thrown off.
Your air pressure's like really weird here.
Your air pressure.
It's first rain of the season.
Yeah, your tap room's air pressure is like freaking me out right now.
I'm going to say they did have a brewery in the airport, but I was distracted by the Sub Pop record store.
Oh, ooh. Other nerdness distracted
you. You're like, I don't own this album. I don't own that album. I don't own this album.
She's like, don't spend all your money. We just got here.
I wonder if anybody has every Sub Pop record.
Every time I go to Boo Boo's in San Luis, it's like they get like two or three new Sub Pop tapes, and I'm like, oh, my garage collection doesn't have this one or that one.
My garage is lonely.
So it's Matt. Matt has all the Sub Pop records.
Oh, okay.
On tape.
On tape.
Still on a record.
Tape. Most recent one I bought was Hot Snakes. Good band.
Isn't that an album, not a record, Nick? Isn't a record solely a vinyl recording? You're saying a record, you can use the term record for a album. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Well, people say they put out a new record.
It's a record.
Yeah, right. They say it, but they're not correct. Are they? I mean, you can
use Are you them. Saying Capitol Records is irrelevant?
I'm going to unanswer your question by a weird fact.
All right.
Why did they call it an album?
I don't know.
Because they didn't used to be able to fit all the songs on one record. So you had an album of songs, meaning you had a book of many records making up all the songs of one composer's work. You had, like a photo album, you had a song album.
Oh, I gotcha.
Subcategory. Maynard was on interview saying that if A Perfect Circle ever put out new music, they would go back to doing albums versus releasing a record at once. They would release individual singles that you would collect as an album,
which they didn't do. Because it turns out that was expensive. Well, that sounds cool, though. Sounds super hipster. Wow, I am having all kinds of
mic
problems.
This episode's never going to make it out.
Just see yourself out.
So, the airport. Didn't have a brewery or me. I've had
we were like, let's get out of here and to our hotel. So we could get to our hotel.
Whoa. Talking about beer here, dude.
Sorry. So we get to the hotel, get freshened up, and we say, okay, what's the first thing you have to do if you've never been to Seattle? Got to go to Pike's Market, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we get the Uber. We go to Pike's Market, which we realize we could have walked here. But we get dropped off.
Cheap Uber, then.
And the first thing I see is a tap room, which is literally called the tap room.
How original.
And so it's a craft beer bar that also will crowler any beer they serve.
We'll crowler anything you got.
What do you want? We'll crowler it. You got some Bush's baked beans? We'll crowler those.
Yeah. Can I get my leftovers crowled, please?
Would you like a to-go crowler? Hey,
crowler this!
Only if you purge it with CO2 first. I want to stay fresh. Yep. Fresh leftovers. So my first Seattle beer was Fremont Brewing The Brother Imperial IPA. For many reasons.
And he wasn't the Thelonious of brothers.
Oh, no. He was just the brother.
Hmm.
So negative 2 points for all of you because I made a Alice in Chains reference and nobody stepped up.
You're supposed to
They had a song called Brother.
They did, and I posted lyrics from that song. And I figured, oh, somebody will get understand what I'm doing with this random phrase, and nobody did it.
No.
Nope. No one got it.
No one got it. They're like, oh, cheers.
Oh, cool, cheers.
Cheers. So it was kind of neat because anywhere we went in Seattle, there was always craft beer choices. Like I said earlier, there was not a lot of breweries in Seattle, but there was a lot of craft beer happening. So most restaurants we went to had at least five or six different choices. So we went to a place called the 5 Point Cafe, which is like a burger joint, pub food type place. And they had a Boneyard on tap.
Bend.
From Bend, all the way from Oregon.
Check.
That's a negative.
Check. Hey, I'm back.
Hey, all right. It's Mike. RPM IPA from Boneyard. Then dinner at 13 Coins. Had the Fremont Brewing again, Lush IPA. That was very tasty. We took a boat.
I'm on a boat!
To an island called Bridgebane, which is 30 minutes outside of Seattle. So my boat beer was a Pike Brewing Company India Pale Ale.
Oh, what's a Seattle Pike Brewing's version of an India Pale Ale? Like,
very
sweet.
Very 1990.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very 90s.
Back to the tap room.
90s
for the Damn It Bobby Pale Damn Ale.
Bobby.
And their chalk art had a depiction of Hank Hill.
Nice.
So it was an homage to King of the Hill. That was very malty.
You need more King of the Hill beers.
See.
Hey, Dad! I want to be a Canadian.
A Canadian?
Yes, no son of mine's coming. Damn it. Can't do a Hank right now.
Oh, boy. Meow.
The Nick 80 on Untap.
So Old Stove Brewing Company is a microbrewery out of Seattle. I had their summer Citra Ale. That was four. I gave it 4 stars.
Ooh, 4 stars, huh?
I had an Amtrak beer. You guys ever had an Amtrak beer?
I have.
Beer?
Had a Labatt's Blue.
Labatt's Blue. Mine was a good old... Oh, so yes. Side note, I did not see Sierra Nevada at all.
What?
In Seattle.
What?
Not one California brew.
Where are your California brews?
Until I got on the train, and then I had a good old-fashioned pale ale.
Oh, nice. Classic.
So my first stop in Portland, get out of the train station, we need lunch, we find Hopworks Urban Brewery Bike Bar.
Bike bar,
the bike bar. So this place, if Spokeasy was 4 Spokeasies big and sold hamburgers, that's what Hop the Hub.
Yeah,
bike there. Bar looks
Hub.
Like.
I'm going.
It is awesome. It's got Great bike Ocean frames, Hub. Bike frames all over the room, like above the bar, glued to the walls. They even have their own bike. They have somebody made them a bike and branded it with Hopworks bike, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's got their labeling on it.
Yeah.
Really cool place, good food, really good beers. That's where I started to notice the hazies were picking up.
Oh, here. Oh, I'm seeing some. Honey, I'm seeing some hazies here.
And it's getting hazy up
That's
here.
That's great. Great, Nick. Yeah.
So that was in Northeast Portland. That was across the river, east of the Willamette River, up in the neighborhoods. You're just like cruising through this neighborhood, then all of a sudden, boom, brewery.
Boom.
Boom. Really cool place, good food. So I had the Ferocious Citrus IPA, It's their grapefruit IPA. It's really good.
All right.
After that, made it up to Great Notion, did a flight.
How's that Great Notion? Is it pure beer place or do they have food?
They have food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a
I can eat there.
Food and breweries. Kids are. Oh, so Portland has signs on every restaurant that says minors allowed, and they give the hours of when minors are allowed in the establishment.
Oh, snap.
Yes.
There's all this controversy about kids rooms and kids in beer gardens this year. And
sorry, that was supposed to be the culture, but I forgot about that.
But they're but they're limiting it. They're like, you don't have your kids here past.
Well, it's usually 11. So it was not like.
Oh, 11?
Unbelievable, yeah.
It's like, you better have your kids out of there before 11.
Right. Some places stopped serving food at 8, so they had to kick it a little early. But most restaurants that had the minors allowed side, they were till 11.
That's so a little it's different.
A good portion of the day. I mean, if your kids are out past 11, what are you doing?
Yeah, if you got little ones, let's get back indoors. Get them in bed.
So anyways, there were kids at Great Notion, but they were eating with their parents.
Were they unruly? Were they unruly
they
Portland
kids?
They
were very well-mannered kids.
Really, they probably weren't from Portland.
Okay.
It's fucking Portland kids. They'd let them do anything. They'll tear the whole place up.
Tear it up. Tear it up, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Even the dogs were friendly.
They think it's cool.
Portland has friendly dogs, too. Sorcerer's Forest, which is a sour ale from Great Notion.
Sorcerer's Forest.
Matt's leaving. This
you had a sour? Yeah, I would. If I could, I would. You're starting to talk about sours?
This one was awesome. The blueberry muffin. It tasted like...
It better taste like a blueberry muffin.
Like, you ever had the Mimi's Cafe blueberry muffin?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, it smelled like it.
Mm-hmm.
It tasted like beer at first, and then the finish was blueberry muffin.
Okay. Okay.
I love it when you call me Big Papaya. That was my least favorite.
Oh, boo.
Boo. Puppy Love was a session IPA. And, the Double Stack. The American Imperial Double Stout from Great Notion. That was awesome.
Oh, that sounds like your wheelhouse.
I finished off my flight with that one. It was perfect.
I bet you did.
And then in Portland, my unfortunately last brewery before I got the talk. No, I love my wife, but she was right. We'd been to too many breweries.
Yeah, they're right, but still.
Yeah.
You know, as a beer geek, you're like, but you know, I could do this all day, right?
So we went to Von Ebert's Brewing. They're more of a traditional German-type brewery. But they did some modern stuff, too. So I tried their pale ale, which was in tribute to their soccer team, the Timbers. It's
Portland
called
Timbros. I mean, listen to that podcast, guys. Come on.
So they call it the Fresh Hop Axe to Grind.
All right.
Because timber, chopping down wood. I guess an axe is in their logo, I think.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, so Fresh Hop Axe to Grind is the Zorro's equivalent to Portland. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And that was it? That was the last one?
Yes.
In the airport, there is there's a rogue tap room inside the airport.
There was.
After check-in.
I didn't see it. They had another one. It started with an L. Lorraine's or...
Okay.
Laurels or something. Laurels.
Yeah.
Yes. That one was near our gate, so I did see that brewery.
Okay.
And after you do the TSA, you can buy beer and wine and...
Right.
Put it in your bag.
I bought a glass growler one time. I think it's over there in the growler. The ancient growler.
Ancient growlers.
And I was too. I was just like taken aback, like they're allowing me to do this, and they're like, oh yeah. They're like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it.
They say you can't drink it on the plane.
And then I brought my sweaty growler on the plane and the waiting for something to happen. The steward just looked at it like, looked at me and looked at it. And it was, cause I figured like, oh, they're probably used to this all the time out of Portland. And she, it looked like the first time she had ever seen somebody bring a growler on the airport or airplane. She was just like looking at me all confused and looking at, and she had to look like, should I do something here? And like, and then she looks at me and is like, never mind. That guy's not going to do anything.
Nerd.
He's a nerd. No way he's going to do anything in this plane. It was like, she felt like she needed to do something, but I was too benign to bother with.
Nice.
But yeah, you can do that. Portland Airport, get a growler inside after TSA.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
My question is, when you were in Seattle, did you see any of the Amazon Go stores?
Yes. There was one on, I'm going to say, 6th Street. And it was weird because there was nobody there looked like they worked there. And even the Uber driver commented on it. He's like, what's to stop people from just walking out with stuff?
That's the point.
No, but I mean, without an Amazon Prime app, like how do you have to have the app to even get in?
Yes.
Okay. So you can't just walk in.
Nope.
Okay.
There's turnstiles right at the entrance. So if you don't scan, it doesn't allow you through.
Gotcha. Okay. So there's some security measures, but yeah, there was just, it was weird because it's an empty store. I mean, there's nobody working there.
Yeah.
It's full of stuff. I'm guessing there's somebody that has to put stuff back out.
Well, yeah, no, there is staff that attends to the restocking.
Yeah.
And then there's an actual person that checks IDs in the alcohol section, but more or less, yeah, it's the, you scan your barcode, it registers you, and then anything you pull off the shelf, it adds to your Amazon cart.
Mm-hmm.
So when you walk back through the checkout, it instantly charges your debit card for what you took off the shelf.
Yeah. It looks more like a bank ATM vestibule than a store.
Yes. Okay. Cool.
Now we know.
Yeah.
You're in Seattle. That's how you shop. That's how you know. Go. So.
Well, now that they own Whole Foods, and with their plan, this, they say that they could open several thousand stores and that by the next 4 years.
We're just going to be a nation of Walmarts, Whole Foods / Amazon and McDonald's and Starbucks.
Hey, if I could just, I would probably buy more beer if I could just scan a barcode, walk into the store, grab a six pack and leave without any sort of interaction with somebody. I don't have to be judged on what I'm picking up. I don't have to just.
Well, that was the problem with that chain we had for a little while. They had some
unique Fresh and beer. Easy.
Yeah. Fresh and Easy was a self checkout, completely self checkout place. And I would always get beer in there. So they had to actually have a physical person come over and check you.
Damn it.
How old are you?
Yeah. So it defeated the whole purpose. If you're going to buy beer, then it's like the whole purpose of self-checkout doesn't work. Don't go to self-checkout. Go to a real person. That real person's getting a job. Go to self-checkout. Same.
No Target beers for you, huh?
Nope. Well, no, I go to a person at Target. I find the person.
Yeah, because the Save Marts and the Targets in town that have self-checkout, they're the same way. You can't take alcohol through there.
Yeah, so what's the point? We all drink, right?
Booze.
Nobody doesn't drink. Giving out some cheese. One more song.
One more.
Don't start tearing down the drum set. One more song. Matt, you got some cheers.
Cheers. cheers out to the person that sent us beers from the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, man.
Whoever that guy was.
Yeah,
that
dude. Mystery.
Yeah, mystery. Mystery. Mystery gentleman. Got a great Notion beer going around the table. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, shit.
Look at us.
And cheers out to Tioga Sequoia for sending us this beer that we're just about to open.
Yeah, we're going to open it. Ooh, a late beer, guys. Oh, we don't usually have a late beer.
Late
beer. It's
going to
get crazy. Nick?
Cheers to...
Oh, he was so fast I couldn't get the fridge mic.
So fast. Cheers to a... Removed Garage Boy.
Removed?
Jazz PDX. I guess he's friends with the Garage Boys, but he lives in Portland.
Okay.
He is now, if I'd known about him before, I would have talked to him about PDX stops to hit. Ooh, look at beer.
You would like to be our rep.
Oh, good Lord.
We don't have a Portland rep.
Stop pouring that.
Uh-huh. Ooh, new beer going around the table from left to right of your podcast. Al, what are we drinking here, Matt?
The next episode. It is...
To the next episode.
I still don't understand the reference. Nobody will still explain it to me, but it's... one of our brewers is moving on, Spencer. And he's leaving us with a
Spence dog.
A double no, different Spencer.
Okay,
this is Brewery Spencer.
Brewery Spencer,
and it's a double. Technically, it's a double because it's 8%, but it's a Northeast IPA.
Okay,
the F-15s are going the other way.
Lupulin advisory.
Isn't that
explicit content? Explicit lupulin content.
I'm
going to
say it's a
beer.
Dr. Dre reference. But that makes me sound ultra white, so.
To the next episode.
Maybe Snoop Dogg.
I think it's something to do with all that.
2018. Oh, man.
Yep. It's as smooth as I remember it. Super low IBU. Just pushing the envelope of New England.
That is.
No lactose.
Pillowy easy.
There is Azaka hops in there. And
easy drinking.
It's your 08 yeast, which is your New England style. And just a whole lot of good things going on in there.
Hmm. That's a good one. Art hop beer.
Art hoppy.
Get in the Tioga. They got it right now.
It looks like it belongs with breakfast.
Cheers to our golden gods. The golden gods. Hold on. Wait for Nick. Done. Nick's not done, people. Gosh.
Gosh.
Jeez, got to get on.
I'm windy tonight. Sorry. I missed a week.
No. I'm making fun of myself.
Cheers to Untapper's Schmeiser.
Schmeiser.
Crunch Attack. Alex Las Falk. Cheers to David. So we're in Great Notion having beers, and my wife notices a fella behind me with a Tioga Sequoia hoodie on.
What? In Portland?
In Portland, drinking
beers. Fresno Brewery.
So he says his name is David, or maybe Dave. He says he...
I don't know, my name's David. Maybe Dave. I'm not sure.
He goes between Fresno and Portland all the time, and he says he's brought Matt some Breakside beers before.
Oh,
cool.
Thanks. Be nice.
Yeah. So, cheers to him.
Yeah, well, we get Breakside here now.
We get Breakside. I think this was before we got Breakside. And sad cheers to Benj Clark. If you are in the, Sonoma County?
Santa Rosa
area.
Maybe Sonoma County, I think
that's
correct.
Please keep a lookout for his bicycle. It has been removed from his property.
Really?
Yes.
Benj got his bike stolen?
Yep.
Isn't up there at Russian River right now. Look for his bike. Can you describe it?
A black cruiser-looking fendered bike. It's made by Bridgestone. It's got a bike rack on the rear and some lights. It's very unique looking.
All right.
It's an old, tiny-looking bike.
Let's get it out there.
Isn't the sticker, isn't it death to all bike thieves?
Yes, that's the exact sticker.
All right.
So, sad cheers. I'm sorry that happened.
That sucks.
That does suck.
We'll be all on the lookout for it, though. Yeah. We'll find it.
So, basically, Paul. Paul, look out for it.
Yeah, come on, Paul.
Yeah.
Find it.
Find it.
Find it.
It's probably in the back of
it. Get off your ass and go find that bike. Jeez.
Now I'm done.
Oh, those Golden Gods, cheers. Golden Gods are people that give us money, $5 or more every month via the website Patreon, Patreon.com/perfectpour. These people are awesome because they give us money every month. It keeps the show running properly, and we can buy beer for ourselves once in a while with it too. So thank you guys. If you want to be a Golden God member, you get to have exclusive audio like the tailgate audio, as well as a special invite to the private Facebook group, the Porum, the famous Porum. So cheers to all our Golden Gods for that. And also cheers to Belgian_Lace, to Fire Ants, to Radar Love 8, to, as Nick had this one as well, the Crunch Attack, Crunch with a K, Crunch Attack.
Crunch.
Javier Arroyo, Arroya, and C-Mac TV. C-Mac, our local sort of public access style television network. They did a podcasting, little podcasting tutorial sort of Q&A thing. And
of course, they called the best.
By myself and Joshua Teehee on that. So that was a good time. Thanks for doing that. Cheers to everybody that was in attendance of that. I got to talk too much about podcasting, and I probably should have shut up. It was a rare time where I knew as much as anybody in the room.
Yes, you swanson. That is
very rare for me. Yeah, I swanson them. I was like, I know more than you. So cheers, and cheers to everybody that shares the show. That's a big help to us. Subscribe to the show on your whatever podcasting app you use, and you subscribe to it and rate it. These are all things that help us out. Mostly the talk, the social media talk, retweeting us on your social media, or just making your own social media posts and like, hey guys, I'm listening. Something, man. We really appreciate all the help making us, keep the show growing. So are we all good? We good?
We are
good. You like this new Tioga beer?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It's a great beer. We've had good times. We had a Fieldwork Crowler. We've had a Great Notion Crowler. That's a pretty good day. Pretty good day when you
good have day.
Fieldwork Crowler, a Great Notion Crowler. They're just sitting around with more beer in them. All these other beers. Good times. Good times were had. And hopefully you have a good time this week. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. PerfectPourPod.com at PerfectPourPod. December.
Beep, 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 beep.